Who is this, 827?
Hi, 827. Just checking, did you go ahead and do all the announcing and everything else that you needed to do? It looks like that's pretty much an exterior bus stop. Did you check a nearby lobby or anything like that?
I did this. I'm right here and next to the lobby. I went inside. There's nobody here at all. They have chairs, empty chairs. But did you call the customer?
No, I haven't called the customer because we're trying to get away from calling the customer every time they're just not there. We have the standard procedures we have, so you can just wait minutes. As long as you've done everything you're supposed to do, you can go ahead and just mark them as a no-show, and then we'll find a new ride for them when they call in.
Okay, so you guys don't call anymore, right? Just 5 minutes, we go inside, and we move on, right?
It's not black and white and not a simple situation like that. It depends on the situation. If you can't access a location to let the customer know you're there, then yes, we would call them. But since you're able to access the lobby and check the area where the customer is supposed to be, then yes, all you have to do is wait the 5 minutes and then put in the no-show.
Okay, I will. So I already, so it's 1 minute left, but so I still here and I'm looking at the lobby.
Okay, sounds perfect, yep. If you want to go check the lobby just one last time, or if you can see the lobby, it's up to you. But yes, once you hit that five-minute mark and you're able to part in the no-show, then feel free to no-show.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Bye.